The ones that hate me the most look just like me. You tell me what that means. Make a slick comment and see what that brings. I seen it go down, we can reenact things. Extreme like BMXing. These boys be in their PMSing. People in the city see the movement occurring and say, my God, I wanna be in that scene. Damn right you wanna be in this scene. She had the video trying to be in this scene. Used to fantasize about being this scene. Bluegrass girl, but she got big dreams. Can't touch me, I got instincts. Locked in the house, but I'm plotting things. I brought a gang to the party with me. Five white boys, but they not in sync.
Welcome to another episode of Talking Pylons. And before we get into this week's interview, we have to talk about last week. You'll see some familiar faces here in the chat with me. No, we're not doing a repeat episode, but I have, as usual, my co-host, Jake Ratner. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good. And then we have our guests from last week, and also NHL insider, Hannah Arbitman. And what have we got for them today, guys?
So we had a turn of events after we recorded last week's podcast. One thing led to another, and we found ourselves at Jingle Ball. So...
yeah, as if any of you watched the episode, you'll know we put Pitbull music in there. Hannah's a big Pitbull fan. Rat is now an even bigger Pitbull fan. I was going for Pitbull, of course, but there's a huge lineup there. I didn't know who the first person was. It was Jax, Tate McRae, who is dating Cole Sillinger. So it does relate to hockey. Cole Sillinger, if you don't know, he's a member of the Columbus Blue Jackets. She was pretty good. She sings a couple songs that I knew. Nikki Ure, the guy who does the Sunroof song that was popular on TikTok and over the summer. Listen to me, I sound like I listen to or have TikTok. Ava Max, she sings a couple of good songs I have actually downloaded. So, you know, I'm a silent stan. Macklemore was electric. Macklemore had crowd going. That was insane. And then, of course, Jack Harlow. I've seen him in concert solo, but he was good here as well. And then Khalid, and then Pitbull was the big headliner. And that was electric as well. So you guys take it away. What were your thoughts? Rat, this was your first ever concert. So what was it like for you?
Yeah, I mean, my first ever concert going into it. I mean, before we even left, my mom told me, like, it's going to be loud. And I mean, personally, I don't really like loud places and being very compact, but being there was just, it was so electric. I mean, I loved listening. Like, Pitbull was one, hands down, 100% my favorite performer out of all of them. And Macklemore, like, the whole thing when Good Old Days was on and we were, and in, like, I don't know what girl sings in that song, but it was like her part of singing, and Macklemore told everybody to put their flashlights on, and everywhere around was just lit up. It was the coolest thing ever. I loved it.
It's Kesha in that one.
Okay.
Which is funny too, because then, you know, Pitbull played Timber, and she's featured in that one too. So it was like she was in concert as well. What about you, Hannah? How was it compared to maybe some regular Pitbull concerts and other ones that you've been to?
Yeah, so the only concert that I've actually been to was Pitbull, and that was in August. So when I found out that he was coming here, I was very excited. Honestly, I liked him solo better than in the lineup, just because I feel like he had more room to get creative and to interact with fans than he did when he was kind of given that set time. But overall, it was really good. I also really enjoyed Macklemore and had no idea that he was going to be there because he wasn't even on the headline. So that was a great surprise for sure.
Yeah, I agree that my experience with Jack Harlow, seeing him solo and then seeing him in that was kind of the same as you're saying with the whole Pitbull having his free range on his own concert on stage. But yeah, Macklemore was not on the lineup. It was only highlighted that it was Jack Harlow, Khalid, and Pitbull. Of course, all the openers and whatnot were there as well, but they weren't really as advertised. One of them that was advertised was Lauv, but I don't think that even went on. I don't think it was even before Jax, because I don't know who Jax is, and I would imagine Jax, they would start off with her.
Jax is like a TikTok girl that like babysits this one girl, and they make songs together, and one of her most famous songs was Victoria's Secret, it's called, and I don't know. I mean, she's a good singer. She's just from TikTok.
That's one heard though, right? Because we walked in pretty late during
the set. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that song, and that one was all right. But I didn't know who that was. Go ahead.
No, continue.
I I got kicked out of this room last week when we were recording, and the irony of the whole situation was, so we didn't even know this concert was going on. We were just talking after we had finished recording the episode, and we were like, hey, isn't Pitbull in town? And we bought tickets spur of the moment. Of course, we had our little Allstate insider over here getting us down on the floor. It was amazing. Seat upgraded if I've ever seen one. And then the irony that I was talking about, I blame it on, I got kicked out of this room, and the other studio that I went into is not a sports studio. It's the Pop Evolution studio. So the stars just aligned, you know. It was just, that's crazy.
Yeah. I was going to say, we should talk about our seats and kind of how we got down there.
Oh yeah. Go for it.
Where all seats were. Yeah. I think we would have had a little bit of a different experience if we actually sat in our seats, which sounds really bad, but you know, you take the opportunities that you get. So we found ourselves kind of 23 rows in front of the stage on the floor, on the ice, actually. Let's talk about the fact that it was covered ice.
Yeah, I should have brought my skates.
Chicago Wolves, right. So I think it was really cool with some Chicago Wolves as well. Yeah. If you want to talk about that a little.
I didn't know if we were allowed to say anything, but
go ahead.
Yes, go for a rat.
Alex Passion was there. That's all I got to say. I love that guy.
That was sick. His wife goes to my gym. She's asked me for like the different pull down machines a couple of times. And
you guys are like, I know, right now.
Yeah, yeah. I know her English isn't very well. So like when she pulls out her phone and she's like trying to do the Google Translate, I just feel so bad. I'm just going to help her out. I'm like, yeah, I only have one more set. I got you. Don't worry. You're friends with Hannah, right?
Yeah, she's trying. But,
no, very cool. And it was cool to get a chance to meet them and Passion, even though if it was briefly and whatnot. And they seemed like they were enjoying the show too.
Yeah, even though it was hard to understand at one point, I think it was Macklemore who said something along the lines of like, they gave us little lights and he was like, put your light up if your best friend is in the room or something like that. So we're all standing there like waving our lights and Alex is just kind of on the side like.
Yeah. It was Jack Harlow that did that, because he has a song already, Best Friends. Before he did that, he was there. Right. Everyone standing next to their best friend put their lights up, and he wasn't holding it up or whatever, and Hannah looked over to me and goes, I guess Alex isn't our best friend or something.
Well, Jack Harlow also pointed out a dude. He's like, you know, you're in Chicago when you see someone wearing a hockey jersey, and then they pan to the guy and he's wearing a Red Wings jersey. What the heck, Jack?
It was Kaner. It was Kaner for sure.
Yeah, yeah. We're coming after you, honest. Oh, my goodness. You know who I got to come after, though? All the people who are like, this guy posts way too much on his story. You know what? And it wasn't just because I did go crazy with the concert. Like, you know, most people, you know, put the whole concert on there. All right. You don't have to do that much head nodding. But listen, we had a busy week. We had the podcast. We had Mike on the mic. We had the jingle ball. So all of you small nose whiny rodents that are calling me out, I'm just, you know what? I'm sorry your life isn't as fun. I'm just living, okay? You can't stop me. We're on top. Look at this is the group. This is the podcast group, baby. I rest my case.
It's a little heated about it.
That was passionate. Yeah. I liked it, Mike.
Alexander passionate.
All right.
Hey, I got to do dad jokes, right?
That's definitely enough out of you here.
All right. Well, let's get to the main event here. It was fun, jingle ball and everything, but we have a really jam-packed, fun interview for you guys today. He's going to be connecting in just a second. All right.
Such a hockey player.
Well, looks like a hat. Oh,
there it is. Well, this Buffalo native is the former starting goaltender for the Peoria Mustangs. He's been to the Chicklets Cup. His trip to Lollapalooza this past year allowed us to play some roller hockey and potentially confirm his arrival in the SHL for 2023. He is the current goaltender for the Utica University Pioneers, which makes him the very first NCAA athlete to be featured on the show. Welcome to the Talking Pylons podcast, Drew Duran.
How's it going? Excited to be here. What's up?
How's it going? So I don't know. Did you want to jump right into your story? Where are you? Tell the listeners.
So right now I'm at the freshman house, hockey house. I don't have Wi-Fi in my apartment. Little goofy story of how I got here. I committed pretty late into the in the summer. Actually, right when I was visiting you guys, I committed like 2 or 3 days before that. They had a goalie, and he ended up getting the job. He was a senior. He ended up getting the job, and he was like, it was a good position to take, so he took it, and they needed another guy for the year, and they called me, and they said they're interested, and a couple days later, they offered me over the phone, and I took it. So here I am, and because I joined so late, and I'm only 20, I was supposed to originally dorm, like, on campus, which would have been brutal, and so I reached out. I'm like, hey, like, how can I get out of this? Like, I don't want to do that. And so I ended up like filling out a waiver or whatever, and like saying why, like, oh, waiver, like, why I should be able to live off campus. And I said, like, I just kind of BS it, and I got it. And then so I ended up having like 2 weeks to find a place, like not even like a week. And I went on Craigslist and found a spot, and I'm living with two girls. I'm living with a girl named Aja and Jada. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Pretty goofy up in the joint.
Tell you that. Well, I had a bunch of hockey related questions, but now I got some other questions.
One bathroom.
That's brutal, though.
It's wild, man. It's wild. Yeah.
You're never going to see that bathroom ever.
No, I honestly really only shower. I mean, I shower there like maybe once, twice a week, but I'm really showering at the rink. Like, it's whatever.
Yeah. I thought you were about to say you don't shower. Then I was going to say, I'm glad this is a Zoom call and not in-person interview.
Yeah, no, I still shower. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Good. Because I know some people who don't. Those people are crazy. But yeah, so I want to go back though to the very beginning. When did you decide to become a goaltender? Because most would say it's a crazy decision.
Yeah, honestly, well, I had an older brother, and so I feel like he'd always kind of throw me in that when you're younger. And then I liked it. Like, he'll invite his friends over, and I'd always want to play with them. Like, yeah, you can play, be in the net. I'm like, all right, like, whatever I got to do to play. So then I ended up doing it. I liked it, I guess. So my dad originally, he wouldn't let me play goalie because he said he wanted for me to learn how to skate first. So originally I was a D-man. I was a pretty chunky kid, though, so I was like I would just eat pucks, you know. I would be soaking pucks. But yeah, that happened, and then you know what it was? And then like one of our goalie, like, he wasn't very good, and we were going to a big tournament, and so the week before they're like, we need to find another goalie. So then I really want to play. So then my like our family friends, like our best friends, their older brother was a goalie, so I wore his old pads like that week before in practice, and like ended up like doing like pretty well, and I liked it. I really wanted to do it, and so I played that tournament, and then I ended up sticking with it ever since.
That's kind of
crazy.
Well, for the viewers that don't know, and the listeners, we mentioned Utica College. That's where you're at now, but you grew up in Buffalo, so New York is a home to you. What's it like growing up in Buffalo, the hockey scene? You know, you're not quite New York City, so you don't have, you know, the Rangers or the Islanders. And then you're also close to Toronto, but, you know, you're just across the Niagara Falls from there. So you do have the Sabres. What's it like for the hockey environment in Buffalo?
Yeah, it's pretty big, a major sport. Like, growing up, like, I always played, like, that was, like, first sport I played. It was a big community. I think there's a ton of teams. Like, it's definitely a hockey hot spot. Yeah, I'm a diehard Sabres fan. I've been a Sabres fan for life. And being close with, like, Toronto for, like, 2 years, actually, when I played for the Buffalo Regals. And we were part of, like, the SETA. So, like, all of our league games were in Canada. So we'd be traveling over the border every night. So it'd be, like, a Thursday night. And we'll hopefully go into like Halton or like Halton Hurricanes was the team. I remember, and it was like a 4-hour drive, like on a school night. It was so cool. I'll be like, oh, I'm leaving school early. I was in like fifth grade. But yeah, we had like the Canada like logo or Canada flag on our jersey. I thought it was the coolest thing. But yeah, so like we always went to Canada too. So I made like the competition really well, like really good. But yeah, it was a great spot, great hockey spot.
That's sick. Is Patrick Kane worshipped in Buffalo like he is here? being a native?
But honestly, he's probably worshipped more in Chicago. I mean, obviously, like you say, actually, I mean, his fat head's in my room. I'm sure you've seen it, right? You've seen the fat, right? You guys seen that? Have I showed you? I have a fat king fathead in my room.
No, so. I don't. Well, maybe in a Snapchat. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought I was thinking it's a little snap. Yeah, but
possibly.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, he's obviously from Buffalo, one of like the best players ever from Buffalo. It's awesome. So yeah, super cool. Super cool.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Well, you played with this man over here in Peoria. I'll let him jump into some of the Peoria questions he's got for you.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, I mean, I played with you in Peoria. You were a goalie. I was a forward. A little bit different ends of the ice there. But I just want to know, like, what's your favorite part of Peoria? Like, what was your number one memory? You know, maybe a couple top memories. What's your favorite part?
All the people I met, just incredible. Like, so many of his lifelong friends, including both of you guys, too. Like, just everybody there is just, like, has a special place in my heart, honestly. So it was definitely just people. But I don't know. I mean, my first year, like, 3 years before you came, we were a really good team. Like, we went really far. I mean, we went to the division finals, like, game three. That was a big moment. I don't know. I thought we were going to be able to pull it off. But that was probably a cool memory, just making it that far. But I don't know. Honestly, the whole year just a memory. It was awesome. I loved every second of it. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, now you're playing Division III NCAA hockey out in New York at Utica University. So what's a big difference between that and this? Because Utica and Peoria, because I know in Peoria you didn't really have like a goalie coach. Like, do you have one out in New York?
Yeah, we do. We do have a goalie coach. He's great, like just a beauty, super cool guy. He's like an old goalie of the team too. So he's just any questions, he's been there, he's been through it. So that's super great. But the biggest difference is probably just the speed. It's crazy. Like, some of these guys are so good. Like, for instance, literally yesterday. So we played NTDP this weekend. Just crazy. Like, unreal. Played the 18s. We lost 6-2, but honestly, like, wasn't as bad. Like, the refs were, I'm not going to get into that, but yeah, it was like, one, they're so good, but we held our own. We held our own. But like, so that compared, and I looked at Peoria, I think played the Junior Blues this weekend. It's like a little bit of a difference there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
NTDP, but this level of competition is just a lot different. We have we have 6 or 7 like D1 guys. It's like just like drop downs. This is crazy. And everybody's so good. It's tough to step up and practice, but it's great. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know what he's saying, NTDP, that's the National Team Development Program. So that's the USA Hockey's development program. Just for the layman's term listeners that don't know. But go ahead.
So down in Peoria, we did, I do remember this, we did goalie clinics, and it was kind of giving back to that community of the younger kids. I mean, are you doing anything like that out in New York? Are you doing stuff for little guys? Or
yeah, before our season started, like every weekend and at least once twice a week, we do a community service, like a whole team of community service. So for instance, we read books to local schools about fire safety. So we did that. We participated in a couple of walks for diseases and cures, stuff like that. We did stuff like that. Went to a soup kit. I made bologna sandwiches and eggs. I made a ton of eggs, like 100 eggs probably. At a kitchen. So yeah, we during the off season, we're always giving back to the community for sure. Yeah,
that's great. It's awesome. I do have one more question. I know Mike's got a couple more, but what is your what made you make that decision to not play juniors again and go on with your life and go play college?
Yeah, that was a tough decision because I was like really excited. It's the best. I loved it, but Utica was definitely, honestly, the school wasn't on my radar. I wasn't really looking to go here because I kind of thought they're just, I don't know, I wasn't looking to go here. I was looking to go to play at a SUNY school, but they contacted me, and it's a really like great program, great history. They're a really good team, and it was only 3 hours from home. I know where it is. Like every year I'll drive past it when I go to the Adirondack. I usually go to the Adirondacks every year, and like Utica's a halfway point, so I usually always stop in Utica for like gas or something. So I just knew where it was, and it just seemed like a perfect. They had my major health wellness and phys ed. So I feel like it all kind of clicked. So I just decided to do it.
Yeah. Sounds like it all just fell into place for you there.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty crazy. But yeah, kind of did. Yeah.
I know you haven't exactly, we didn't even formally introduce you guys. This is Hannah. Hannah, this is our buddy Drew. Of course, you guys are the last two guests that we've had on here. Hannah's kind of like our, AHL, NHL insider over here. And then Drew's our NCAA prospect, you know, so we got a little bit of talent in the room. Hannah, did you have any questions for Drew?
I just had one and it totally slipped my mind, but if it comes back to me, I'll text Mike.
Okay. Well, yeah, just cut me off because I got a couple more questions I'll be asking this man and you could just jump right in. My next one was you had your trip to Chicago last year. It was for Lollapalooza, of course. We just talked about Jingle Ball. So maybe we'll get into a little bit more concert talk. But first and foremost, we took you around Schaumburg and showed you Dirksen. And we also played at a tiled rink in Naperville. You had mentioned that Buffalo doesn't have anything like that near you. Why do you think that is? And is there anything that you can have done to change that in your community?
I have no idea why we don't. I wish we did. I wish we did. I think there might be one like somewhere in our towns. I'm not too sure, but nothing really that I know of at least. And I don't know what I try to go to the town rack, but I used to work there and I don't know if the one guy didn't really like me. So I don't know if that'd work.
Burn some bridges.
Yeah, I burned some bridges. Yes. Yeah. Pretty funny, but. Yeah, there really should be. I don't know why not. There's not, but there's a bunch. I know there's a bunch of leagues and there's a bunch of local rinks in the area that'll flip in the summer. That'll flip the rink from ice to roller. There's a couple of them that I played in the league one spring. I played in one, but I know like rinks do that. So there's definitely a community. There's not really any outdoor park, but there's definitely a big community of roller hockey in Milwaukee.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, you know, we have all this here in Chicago, and Buffalo's a big hockey town, too. So, in fact, Buffalo's...
The roller rink, the Barstool thing, right? They did that.
Right. Yeah, that was my next question, is that, so one group that is trying to change, the community as far as roller goes, it's our podcast counterpart, Spit and Chicklets. And you got to go to the Chicklets Cup this past spring because they held it in Buffalo. Tell everybody what that was like and hopefully give us a preview because I'm hoping they give Chicago a shot at hosting one.
Yeah, well, I know it was a great event. So I wasn't even really going to go. It kind of just happened. So my older brother went with a bunch of his buddies. So I knew it was on my mind and I kind of forgot about it. I actually played frisbee golf with like my buddies and I live in Orchard Park and they all go to University of Buffalo, which is in Amherst, which is in the North Towns. So like on the way, like it's on the way to downtown and there's like an exit where you either go to Amherst or like downtown. And like on the way to like there, like we were just like chilling on our phones. And I my brother texted me a photo of the event and I'm like, oh man, I completely forgot what's going on. Should we go? Cause like all my buddies in the car like follow hockey and we're like, I mean, yeah, like Biz is there. Like, yeah, we got to go. So we ended up just going for like probably like 30, 40 minutes. I saw a bunch of my buddies were there. But yeah, it was a really good event. I kind of was only there for like the beginning of it, but there were definitely a bunch of games going on and stuff. But yeah, I mean, great event. Everybody was there. But so yeah, it was cool. Cool to see.
The first one they held was in Detroit. So Kaner. And then they did one out in Vegas. I believe that was even during the All-Star game weekend. And then, they did the one out by you. I'm hoping Witt loves Chicago. I'm hoping they bring one here. We had, the first one that they did, you had to submit a video just to get picked as a team. And of course, we make all of our SHL like highlight reels and hype videos and stuff. So I submitted one and we got picked as long as we had a team. And it was literally a week after we had our big SHL game. So the guys were still all ready to play roller. The only problem was because it was up in Detroit, we didn't know Kaner at the time. And the issue was, even though you get picked, it doesn't mean you get the whole trip and your team's paid for and everything. So it still would have been, you know, gas, transportation, a hotel. And then the tournament itself has a buy-in. So I think it was like $500 and you could only have like a team of like six. So it would have been like, it would have been like 100 per person just to play in the tournament. And then, you know, hotel, travel, food, all that kind of stuff. So we were like kind of broke at the time, you know, so we decided we're like, we'll just wait till one comes to Chicago. So I'm hoping soon, that way it'll be so much easier for all of us. But yeah. I would have done it in a heartbeat. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and they make that cool video.
What's that?
And they make the cool YouTube video.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. That's definitely you wanna get in the finals against Biz for sure. And Noseface Killer and all those guys. But so speaking of the SHL, you are set to play in the 2023 Schaumburg Hockey League Stanley Cup Final. You may have heard that the captains this next year are Jake Ratner and my good friend Charlie Borda. Where do you see yourself going in the draft? And more importantly, so the captains kind of get an idea, will you be in between the posts or skating out?
Oh, I got to be playing out. Let the lettuce loose. Give the hands loose. Gotta be butter out there. No, no goalie. No goalie.
We are hurting for goalies. Actually, the other captain, Charlie Borda, he is just like you, typically a goalie, even for when he plays Miha roller. And then when he plays in SHL, he likes to skate out. So all you goalies like to come out of your crease a little bit, but we appreciate it. We love it.
I'll still eat pucks, though. Still eat pucks.
What is the hardest part about playing net when you are in net?
Just like stopping the puck, I guess.
Take somewhere you don't have padding or something like that.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that part sucks, but the hardest part is just, you know, just people are good, so they'll just snizz. But that's whatever. Like, you'll save some. You know, you save some, they'll score some. You gotta give respect to the guys, but yeah, you just do the best you can.
Absolutely. Yeah. They say goalies are weird, but you love it, I guess. So that's all that matters.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh yeah, go for it.
Going off of goalies are weird, do you have a pregame ritual that you follow that's like a pregame day routine or something like that?
No, not really. I mean, I'll play Sewer with the boys. That's about it.
So there's nothing like leading up to the game, like before you get to the rink where like you turn off your phone, like just hide the entire day, nothing like that?
No, I'll do whatever I'm feeling. Like, I mean, one time I played frisbee golf before the game. I'll work out. I'll do whatever I want. I don't really do. So I feel like this is what happened. No,
I'm free. Just like to keep loose.
Yeah, I'll keep loose. Maybe on that.
Drew Duran, not a superstitious guy.
Not a superstition guy. When I was like way younger, I used to be. But then I was like, I thought about it. I'm like, this is pretty dumb. And it was just kind of stressful. I'm like, dude, what am I? I was like, I used to, when I was younger, I would like, only wear like the same shirt. And I'm like, why am I wearing the same shirt? Like, what is a shirt going to do to affect the game? I'm like, nothing. So I'm like, this is stupid. And now I just do whatever I feel like.
Just make you smellier if you don't shower, like you said before. Oh, wait.
All right. What are we doing? What's out there? What's going on?
Well, no, it's very good. Hannah's gonna know. She's gotta take down these notes because she has close ties with a goaltender as well. So she's picking another goaltender's brain to see if they're all crazy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, in my experience, like goalies are so weird, and like I feel like Drew's like the most normal goalie that I've like ever met. Like, I was a goalie at one point, but like I'm not anymore. So like I can't be classified as a goalie. That's not weird. I mean, I don't think I'm weird, but you guys might. But
yeah, now, like, now you're just a non-goalie that is still weird. So
right, exactly. So, I mean, out of all the goalies that were in Peoria with us, I mean, you're definitely the most normal. And like you don't do the weird stuff. I mean, like there's a couple things here and there that I'm like, what is he doing? But yeah, no, you're definitely the most normal goalie I think I've ever met.
Sweet.
Going off that, the opposite direction, I can't wait till we get Margo Gomez on this podcast. Love the guy, but that man is, oh my God, he's crazy. I don't even know if we could say too many of the stories that he and I have been through together on this podcast, because we'll get arrested or canceled or something. FBI will be out for us.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's facts. Well, for Drew, I know we kind of touched upon, you know, the different places that you've played. Where has your career taken you throughout the years, just to kind of sum it up? And then what direction do you see moving towards in the future as well?
So I mostly just played in Buffalo growing up. I played for that Regos, and then from like 12 U till I was 8 till 18 U, I played Junior Sabres. And then actually this is kind of where it kind of gets goofy because COVID. So I thought it was there's a Junior Sabre team in the OJHL, and I played a game for them like the year before, and like put it well. So then I was all good to go for like the next season, and then COVID happened. And since we're an American team, well, OJ didn't play like the year COVID. And because like it was in Canada, the borders were closed due to COVID. So our season got canceled and I had nowhere to play for that year. So the first half of the season, I just worked at home, worked out in my home gym, and I'd skate at like 5 a.m. in the morning because my buddy like has a key to the rink. So he would run a skate. It'd be me and like 2-3 other kids. Actually, one of my friends, Declan McDonald, who skated once, because he plays in the OHL, and they're canceled too, so he had nowhere to do. So one of our old coaches, Coach Mack, shout out Coach Mack, has a key to the ring. So we would go skate there like at super early before he had work. And yeah, it was a grind. It sucked. It was a grind. But then it was New Year's Eve, actually. It was when I got a text from my advisor who was trying to help me find a team. And he knew a couple guys and Peoria needed a goalie, and I wasn't playing anywhere. So I just took it, and that's what happened. And that happened for that year. And then the next year, I tried to go to El Paso. I was there for like a month, and the day before the week before first game got cut, kind of sucked. Then I went to New Hampshire, it just didn't work out, and went back to Peoria, and it was history.
Shout out Dougie for the New Hampshire team.
Shout out Doug. Shout out Schaumburg.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. You guys both know Dougie McGuire, right? Is his last name?
Yeah. He's playing D3 right now, I believe, too, right? Where's he at? Do you know?
Franklin Pierce.
Right. Yeah.
You guys should tell that story of how you guys connected the dots there.
Yeah, so go ahead. You can
we were just in the locker room. Just getting to know some of the guys, and they're like, oh, where are you from? Whatever. And I'm like, from Buffalo. Where'd you play last year? Peoria. He's like, oh, no way, Peoria. I'm from Illinois, from Schaumburg. He's like, you know Jake Ratner? And they're like, oh no, Hugh. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know him at the time because you weren't on the team last year.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, I don't. But I asked one of my buddies, like, oh, yeah, he's on the team, whatever. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's on the team. Like, buddies know him, whatever. And then once I got to Peoria, yeah, you came up to me after one skate. Like, I think it was probably the first skate, wearing the Bears hat.
Long yeah. hair. Yeah.
I think it was right after I heard the rumor about your father.
I've been so trying not to say anything about that.
All right. I'll go over that story real quick.
Yeah, can we get a
PG version? Am I allowed to, or? Okay, so
I'll let it slide.
Okay, so basically, at the beginning of the season, one of the guys on my team, we're just joking around, said something, and I was like, come on, dude, like, my dad's black, bro, come on. And he felt so bad. So pretty much the whole year, a lot of guys thought my dad was black, but he's not. He's white, just like me. But yeah, so I do remember one time Kaner came home with me in January, and we walked into my house, and I was like, Kaner, this is my dad. He goes, no, it's not. I'm like, yeah, that's my dad. He goes, I thought he was black. And it was just, it was so funny. And yeah, that's what Drew's referring to there.
I shouldn't laugh. We're going to get canceled. This is so funny though.
Yeah. Yeah. So what? So I heard that, and I'm like, oh, this is that kid. This is that guy. And he's like, yeah. Hey, you know Doug McGuire? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's just absolute beauty. Like, yeah, like, Dougie. Actually, funny, one of the games we were playing in New Hampshire when I was there, we had a drive to Boston, which was like an hour and a half. And I ended up, I think, so I lived with other kids, so I got a ride with them, but on the way back, I don't even know what happened, but I just, like, couldn't get a ride with them. And so Dougie's like, hey, you need a ride back? I'm like, sure, yeah. So it was me and Dougie on the ride back from, it was, like, somewhere in Boston, back to New Hampshire, just chilling, and we just chancing. We just chanced the whole time. It was unreal. It was a great time. Beauty, great guy.
Yeah. Dougie, I grew up with, I played mini mites with him. I went to the same schools as him, and we were best friends growing up, and we kind of got a little cut off in our sophomore year when he went out to, I believe it was Wyoming Seminary, I think is the high school he went to. Yeah. It was a prep school, and we didn't really talk too much anymore. I mean, it was hard to, we didn't see each other. So, but when he came home, we definitely hung out a lot, and I do miss him a lot. I hope I could see him this winter break or even summer this upcoming summer. But he's a good kid, and it's just so funny that it's such a small world that we all know each other now.
Yeah,
Dougie, if you're listening, I know we skated just the one time, but I think I have him on Snapchat. He was in the Dirksen group too for a while, and you're always welcome on the rink. So if you're coming home this winter, get your skates.
Yeah,
he'll dust all of us. Sadly,
nah, I'll dust them.
Oh,
I'll challenge him.
But you guys had mentioned chaunce for the listeners. Is that just a Peoria thing?
We're making it worldwide.
Yeah, we're making it worldwide.
Chauncing just means just talking, just having a good time, right?
We're all chauncing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a spitball. Spitballing.
Yeah.
Shooting the shit.
Well, that's about all I have for you. I don't know. Do you guys have any other questions for Drew?
Yes. You mentioned you were majoring in physical education. How is that going? Talk us through that a little bit.
It's going pretty good. It's pretty fun. I mean, it's well, getting back into school is so goofy. It sucks. Like, there's a lot. Phys ed, it's tough because you have to take biology. And, like, bio, it's pretty tough. Like, I just, last Monday, I had my final exam for the lab section of biology. So it was all on cat muscles. So I was dissecting a cat for the last month, and I had to memorize all the muscles inside of a cat. And I had to label them for, like, the final. So that part, like, kind of sucked.
That's
brutal. I did good on it, though. Actually, it's super funny. So for the final exam, there's a bunch of different cats around the room. And it's kind of in stations. So you have, like, a minute or two at each station, answer, like, 2-3 questions and move on. And there's one section where I don't even know what I have the email. So there's a question. I didn't know the answer to the email or to the question. And it was like, you only have a minute. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I don't know it. So I just wrote good question and moved on. Later, and he grades the exam like that night. Later that night, let me find it here. Later that night, I get an email. He goes, congratulations on one of the best answers I've seen. Question 16. What movement occurs when the pinky touches the thumb? Answer, good question. Me and Heather laughed so hard, we gave you credit for it. So they actually gave me credit for it. And they said, you did really well. I ended up getting a good grade. Got a 94. Song. They said, you did really well again on this one without the 2-point bump. And it was pretty damn funny. Enjoy your break. Like, that's unreal.
So great.
Great guy. Shout out Professor Austinette. Great guy. Yeah.
That's
awesome. Funny. Yeah, song.
I was going to go into physical education as well. And I was also looking to play college sports. And the school that I was looking at was taking it out of their curriculum literally the year that I was going to get there, which is why I switched to business and sports management.
Yeah, actually, it's funny because this year is the first year that my school has phys ed, like, as part of the health and wellness track. So that's why I got in here. So, yeah.
So you crazy. Stole it from Hannah's school, and you were just literally. Like, hey, I'm going to go over here to Utica. Can you guys just bring that program over by me?
Yeah.
I know a little bit about that, what that's like, but I won't get into it. It's tough times. But my alternate career would have been phys ed, because I had some really enjoyable gym teachers. I was a PE leader. I don't know if they have that out in New York, but there's a program at least in the D211 school district where you can take a class in order to be – an assistant to the gym teacher. So they always need help like setting up the fields and, you know, taking attendance and stuff. And I actually, for that course, I ended up having my teacher from freshman year, Mr. Belmonte, who was, he was jacked. He was ripped. Everybody loved him. He was the coolest dude ever. So he and I became pretty good friends. And I also had another gym teacher, Bellamini and Belmonte. But Bellamini was a Cubs fan. So he and I would always go back and forth baseball wise. And we did not agree on a lot, but they were both awesome. I loved a lot of my PE teachers. So be a good PE teacher, Drew. I know you can.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan. Let's be Bellamini. You ever watch Jersey Shore?
No, I have some people that I know that do, but that's names in there too, right?
Just started watching it. The house started watching it. Unbelievable show. Like, definitely recommend. A lot of drama. It's pretty funny. A lot of good.
Mike loves drama, so.
Yeah, all right. I get stuck at the center of a lot of drama, but I'm also very Italian, so that's, everybody's like, you should watch Jersey Shore, and I'm like, but that's like fake Italian. Like, that's just like no Italians actually talk like that. And I'm sorry.
You are fake Italian, so.
All right. Hey, this podcast is over. Drew's my new co-host. Anna's coming on. She's going to be our insider. No, goodbye, Jake.
That's all it takes?
Yeah. This guy, nonstop. Yeah, I'm not even calling him Rat anymore. He's going to call me a fake Italian. I'm going to call him by his non-real name, too.
You're right. It's not real.
No, your name is Rat. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. do you have anything else for him, Jake?
I don't think so. I think I asked everything that I was wondering.
Drew, it's been a pleasure. You're welcome to stay on because we have some NHL talk coming up, and I know you probably want to talk about Tage Thompson. We got him in the notes, don't you worry.
Look out.
Is there anything else that you wanted to mention about yourself, your career, your social media to the viewers?
When is the SHL Stanley Cup final?
Good question. I don't know the exact date, but I know it's in my calendar.
June. It's gonna be like June 26th or something like that.
I was making sure that it's late enough to where
out
of school.
June 24th. So that 24th. Friday is the 23rd. That's when we will have the skills competition, and then the actual game is that Saturday. Skills comp, baby. Nobody usually comes out to that, I'll be honest, but it's fun. It gives us a chance to set everything up for Saturday, and you know, we get some practice in.
Yeah, I know. I know Kaner's going to be coming in for that, and I'm sure he's going to be staying at my house. But again, you're welcome when you come in to stay at my house as well.
That's got to be the plan, right? Yeah, I think it's got to be the plan. I'm ready to talk sushi. I just wanted to do the sushi.
Oh
yes, 100%. Okay, but sushi maybe after the games, because I don't want to be like bloated or, you know, having to take bathroom breaks every 5 seconds while I'm out there.
Definitely after the game, but also definitely the day that we get, because I mean, we'll be there a couple of days before, you know.
Yeah,
I would be down. I'll get it twice. That's how good it is. No sushi spot here. Unbelievable.
So I mentioned it before. I'm coming out of retirement, so the three of us will be playing in the game. Hannah will hopefully be broadcasting / reporting, commentating. So she'll have to come to sushi with us too to get the inside scoop on inside, you know, players' scoop, daily routines and eating habits and whatnot.
Yeah.
She's gonna be during the game. There goes Ratner up the rink as he yesterday scarfed down 50 pieces of sushi.
Mike's looking a little slow. It could be the indigestion that he's got after having just the fried chicken and the Boston rolls.
The yakitori.
The yakitori. Oh my god.
Yakitori. Man, I missed that place. Oh. Good sushi. Shout out that sushi. What is it called?
Oishi. Oishi.
I guess apparently it's Oishi sushi or whatever, but it sounds better when you say Oishi sushi. It sounds hot.
You got to get them to sponsor you guys.
That'd be sweet.
Facts.
We could talk about them all day. TL, come on.
Right now, this is basically no free ads.
Exactly. We shouted out already? We already shouted out Spin Chicken. It's in Barstool. We're gonna move on to
Hey, we're promoters over here. Yeah, we're promoters.
I recently tried another sushi place in Schaumburg, and I have to say, it does not even come close to Oishi Sushi.
Where was it? Was it in the Woodfield? Yeah.
I have no idea where it is. We DoorDashed it, but it's called Sakura. And it was very mid.
I wonder if it was that place that Teo was talking about.
Could have been, because yeah, last time we went in there, he was talking about Arrival, and he said that they were not as good and they were more expensive. So,
she's
got a special place in my heart. That's the only place I'm going to. We went to one with Stewie when Stewie was, it was over summer. There was a conveyor belt style.
Yeah,
is that the one by Woodfield?
Yeah.
I want to go there.
It was cool, like experience wise, because it was going around on the tracks and they had a little robot waiter. But like the robot waiter didn't come around enough. And with my allergies, like I had to get stuff like specifically like without sesame seeds, and I couldn't just eat any fish. So like I was just kind of waiting there, sitting ready to eat, starving. And then the stuff that did come around, like it was sitting on the conveyor belt for a while. So like it wasn't as fresh. Like it kind of was, to me, it was slimy. I don't know how everybody else felt, but Ushi's better. Ushi's better.
One of our Finnish friends went there a few weeks ago and they said they liked it, but we also have one closer to me. That's a conveyor place. Haven't been there, but I've heard it's good too.
Gotcha. You got every friend. You got Russian friends. You got Finnish friends.
We've got the whole world. We've got some Swedes too. So it's just.
I just got all Swedish, no Finnish.
Especially with throw that one in there. You can't finish on that guy.
Okay, all right. He's playing out, so I'm going to be scoring. So.
Of the world, though, have you been watching the World Cup?
Oh, absolutely. I forgot. Yeah, you used to play soccer too. I know this is a hockey podcast, but
I've been watching like every game. Fuck. Oh,
so good. Oh my God. I lost so much money though, but I gained some money too. I you know, sports betting and all, but oh my God. Morocco.
Morocco.
What is going on?
They're nasty though. I watched their game against Spain. They were buzzing. You see that one guy just break ankles on like the line. He just went outside mid or like striker and just like fake crossed over and just dummied a guy in Spain.
Yeah, I saw that clip. It's been going around. It's viral. I'll give everybody a preview for my mic on the mic notes because I have my radio show tomorrow. But I had a lot of this stuff in there. And one of the things was Morocco is the first African team to make it to the semifinals of the World Cup. And previously, before this World Cup, they only had two wins in World Cup competition. Only two. Not only did they tie that this year, but they also beat Kevin De Bruyne and Belgium. And then, that was one of the wins. The other one was against Canada. They tied with Croatia, and now they beat Spain and Portugal. So tripled their wins.
Yeah, they've got a one goal, and it was an own goal.
So they've scored all of the goals that have been in all of their games in the tournament.
Yeah, unreal. And when they're doing the PKs against Spain, their goalie is from Spain, like born and raised in Madrid. Oh. Like unreal. And like I think a couple of the players are too. Like the guy who scored like the winning goal, I think was too, or something like that. That's but yeah, insane. shout out Morocco, underdog.
That was interesting. And then did you see the of course, I watched all of these last four games that were Friday and Saturday. Yes. But the one I liked most, actually, even though the other ones went to penalties and that made it exciting, the one I loved most was England versus France. Did you watch that one? Oh, yeah, my God. Harry Kane with two. Oh, my God, dude. He couldn't put in the second penalty.
The pressure was on, like, so much pressure, but tough.
That was definitely a little bit of mind games going on because the goalie was his former teammate.
Yeah, his teammate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the first one he got him on, but the second one, he could kind of tell that the goaltender was leaning the way that he was going to be shooting. So he tried to switch it up and just booted it over the crossbar.
Yeah. The free kick at the end.
That too. Oh my gosh. Yeah. What was that? Was that in the. Stoppage time?
Yeah.
Because the PK was at the 82nd minute. And then I think they had another chance in stoppage time. That's crazy. I'm part English, like I don't know, like 10%. But so like I kind of want to root for England, but like right. But like
10%? No way.
I know. Like, yeah, my mom's side's got everything. Irish, German, Greek, English. And then I've got Italian on my dad's side. So I am real Italian. Shut up. Anyways.
Nope,
but
not even.
No. But so I want to root for England, but like they're like the USA rivals. And then their fans are just like so annoying. Like, it's coming home. It's coming. It's like, shut up. Like, just don't jinx anything. Just keep your composure.
The TikToks of like the stereotypical, like, it's like a day in the life of a proper visa.
No.
Oh, you gotta figure. Oh,
I don't have TikTok, so I just watch the reels on Instagram, but I'll have to catch it. Really,
yeah, I'll send you one. They're hilarious. They're so but yeah,
it's exciting. I'm excited for we got Argentina and Croatia. What's that? Oh, yeah. Oh,
you're saying how it's in the U.S. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, no. Yeah, that too is it's split up between Canada, the U.S. and Mexico. It's going to be unprecedented. You know, I've never done something like that before. I think the host cities in the U.S. are New York, L.A. And I don't know. There's another oddball one out there. I think it's like either like Salt Lake City or. Oh, yeah, it could be Dallas. I forget. I think they've had a World Cup, or maybe that was the Olympics in Salt Lake City.
I saw something recently that they're saying they're going to do a big addition on the stadium in Texas, or the Cowboys Stadium.
That could be. I've been to outside of that one. That one's huge. So that makes sense that they'd be able to host there. It's a really nice area too. It's like for all you Illinois listeners, it's like Rosemont, where like. You have a stadium, of course, you know, the Allstate Arena is not quite as big as an NFL stadium, but then like right up the block, you also have a baseball stadium, kind of like the Dogs in Rosemont. And that of course is the Texas Rangers. It's the brand new stadium that they just built. Their old stadium is across the street. Before COVID, it was going to get turned into a soccer stadium for, I believe, MLS. They were trying to petition to get their team there. And then, also an XFL stadium, but I don't know if that's still the case because I know the XFL kind of folded during COVID, but is coming back. And then right next to it is like what I'm saying, the whole Rosemont area, because they have a bunch of bars, live concert stages for entertainment. And it's a fun little area. It's Arlington, so it's like 30 minutes right outside of Dallas itself. So it's a cool little place. But
I hate to cut you guys off, but like, we are running out of time here and we have a lot of stuff to go over.
Yeah,
here.
We should.
This
should
is a hockey podcast, not a soccer podcast.
Sorry. I just am excited for Argentina and Croatia on Tuesday and then France and Morocco on Wednesday. So that's the last I'll say. But yeah, when Drew comes in, we'll talk more soccer and we'll play more soccer. How about that?
Yeah, there we go.
That was fun.
And if you're on the other team for the SHL game, I may just have to like slide tackle you and tear your ACL. And then, whoops.
Hey, I'll drop the gloves. I'll jump them.
Real quick, I just want to mention that Talking Pylons is brought to you by No Name Hockey Company. Are you tired of paying extra just to have the same stick as the duster on the bench next to you? Well, now there's an easy and affordable way to customize your gear and make yourself stand out without sacrificing quality or technology in your sticks. In fact, No Name Hockey Sticks are just as advanced as the other top-of-the-line sticks and at a fraction of the cost. They have all the same curves and flexes as well as customizable grips and colors. The pinnacle of the No Name Hockey customization power is that they give you the option to make it yours by printing your name and number on the stick. I am a proud official No Name Hockey ambassador, but don't just take my word for it. Get to nonamehockey.co and get your new twig today. You can also follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram with @NoNameHockey as well. No Name Hockey. Respect all, fear no one, make a name. Going off of those free ads that we mentioned. Not exactly a free ad because they give us discount codes, but I haven't used one in a while. So maybe I'll put in a good word like this and maybe get another stick for SHL next year.
Let's do it.
But yes, NHL talk. We buried the lead last week. We forgot to mention that Binnington and some other goaltenders have been knocking nets off like crazy. I'll send it over to the goalie experts, Hannah and Drew. What can we say about Binnington's performance here? Childish tantrums?
Oh, you hate to see that. Yeah. Be a pro. Not full time. Be a pro.
I'll be honest. I think the last I saw of him was during their game against Carolina, where he tried to chuck Jacob Slavin, and Jacob so doesn't surprise me the least bit. I just think that he's trying to prove something that he isn't, and it makes him look kind of silly. Very entertaining, though.
I think that he still thinks he's the guy from when he won the cup in 2019. I mean, he's a rookie that year. He won it. I mean, he played on the Wolves before that, and it's kind of cool seeing him play. But I think that he thinks he's the guy now, and he's not performing as well as he used to, and he can't be doing things like this to think that he is the one, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he thinks he's still Jordan Winnington. And we talked about the Trouba incidents last year and how – last week, and how, you know, it's kind of – it's tantrumish. It's kind of childish, but it's also a way to kind of get your team riled up and fired up. And I think this is Binnington's way of doing it as a goaltender, but it just – I don't know. It just doesn't work when you're Binnington. It just makes you look crazy, like the opposite of Mr. Drew Doran, you know, like an insane goaltender, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, as a Hawks fan, I have no remorse for him. Sorry, Jordan. But I know that the moment you've been waiting for, Drew, Tage Thompson, this man is – demolishing the league. 4 goals in a single period, 5 total in the game. He wasn't done after the first period. He scored another one. 5 goals in the game. You probably saw the most on this. What can you tell us about this one?
Well, I wasn't watching the game. I was like doing something, but one of my buddies was like, yo, the Sabres are up 6-0 right now. And I'm like, what are you? Oh, like unreal. And then I go on my phone, it's like Tage's 4 goals, and I'm like, wow, dude's stud. Yeah, stud. I gotta say, stud.
Are you missing Jack Eichel at all?
No. he's doing good though. I think, right? Like, I don't even. I know a lot of people hate him. Like, I don't hate him. Like, he's still bug. He's still nasty, but
just didn't work out. He's in the NHL. He's a top. Where'd he get picked? Top 3, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah, picked him 2. Picked him 2.
I mean, he's a
so should have got David, but don't know what happened there. Joke.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought Buffalo and Vegas having a rivalry? But all happens because of basically one guy. But now that Tage Thompson's in the mix, it's 2 guys. It's Eichel versus Thompson.
No, it's Eichel versus Krebs and Tuck.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Thompson's just the big name coming now for Buffalo, but I'm excited to see what that team does. They have a lot in the works, and they look like they could be a good, if I had to pick, I know we didn't do any kind of preseason predictions, but if I had to pick, I at the start of the season, I probably would have had them as a bubble team or maybe just below, but they had a hot start. They're kind of cooling off now, but that's kind of how it always is for Buffalo, isn't it? Hot start and then cool off.
It's like we always are good. Like we're a terrible November team. We're a nasty October team, and then November we were like, I think we were maybe had 1 win, and I was like, we did the same thing last year too. Tough.
Well, somebody that is hot right now is Mitch Marner. 22 game point streak. It continues. I did not take him to score any points this weekend. I know I gave that in my missing the mark picks last week to take him on a point, but I didn't do it this weekend because I was like, you know what? The minute I do, it's going to jinx me. It's going to jinx his point streak. It's going to end, and then I'm going to lose money. So I did not take him, but they beat the Flames 5-4 in OT. Go for it, Rat.
He is now, I believe, third in all current NHL players for a point streak. I mean, he's the top at the Maple Leafs, and I think Crosby and Kane are still over him on point streaks here. And I believe the longest one for a current hockey player for a current NHL player is 26, and that's Patrick Kane. So he is only 4 points away from tying that, 5 points away from being the most current NHL player at the top for point streak. And it's insane watching this happen. He's a great player, and I know a lot of people hate on him, but he's an awesome player to watch. He's fun to watch. He's quick. He's got hands. He makes the right pass, and it's just fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely. The Leafs also had 3 goals in 66 seconds. So go ahead and let's talk about that one. That was kind of wild.
3 goals in 66 seconds is crazy. I mean, that's just over a minute. And he, like, burying 3, and I don't know, that's just insane. What do you guys think about it?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Hannah, anything?
It's crazy, but I've also seen 3 goals in 34 seconds, so I really can't comment on the 66.
Right.
Was that the Hawks?
That was Capitals at Blackhawks last year, and they're actually playing tomorrow at home. So
that was the Caps scoring on us, right?
No,
that was us.
No. That was the Blackhawks scoring. They ended up taking it to overtime, and then I'm pretty sure the Blackhawks won. But I vividly remember that I was in the Zamboni at that time, because we were it was like right before the end of the period. And all of a sudden we just hear the Chelsea Dagger go off 3 times, or it was the goal horn. And I'm like, okay, someone up there is messing.
Someone's hit it by accident.
Like, this is not happening. And we turn around and it's literally like tied, even though we were just down 3. And I was like, that is insane.
I totally forgot about that. I want to say before that, the record probably still stands, because that was not a hat trick, but mm-hmm. the fastest hat trick in the NHL was also from the Blackhawks. And that was 3 goals in 34. I think that was 34 seconds as well. And it was Bill Mosienko. So I could be wrong on the 34. I might just be saying 34 because of that instance being 3 goals in 34 seconds. But I'll have to look that one back up. But moving forward, Leafs are buzzing team-wise and Marner-wise. But you know who probably was not buzzing when he got back into the locker room, was probably gassed, was Jack Hughes. Took a 6-minute and 2-second shift, which is official for the longest shift in NHL history. One of the funniest captions I saw was Spit and Chicklets that posted it. They said Jack Hughes played Biz's entire shift in Biz's entire career in one shift. So yeah, that was pretty funny. But Rat, what did you see about this? And Jack Hughes is your boy, so.
Yeah, I mean, I loved Jack Hughes when he got drafted in 2019, but 6-minute shift is a long shift. I mean, I know playing 6 minutes in a game is pretty good, but he had a whole shift like that. And I mean, I remember in 2020, I think it was the Blue Jackets and Lightning went to 5 overtime. Seth Jones played a whole 60 something minutes in that game. And it was insane. Like, just seeing that. And Jack Hughes now with the 6-minute shift, I mean, that's a long shift. I mean, I got gassed after 45 seconds in Peoria, from what I remember. I can only imagine playing 6 minutes in the NHL of hard work. I mean, his legs got to be shot after that.
Yeah, that's insane.
Can I quickly add on to that?
Yeah, absolutely.
If I'm not mistaken, they were playing the Capitals, right?
Was this Friday night? Because if it was Friday night, they were playing the Islanders. They lost to the Islanders.
Okay, but the same day, I read a stat that Ovechkin was on the power play for the entirety of the 5 minutes. So they're on a 5-minute power play. He didn't come off the ice at all.
Ovechkin on the power play doesn't move.
That's true.
He just stands on top of the circle and watches everything happen. Just waits for the puck to come to him.
He's like,
yeah.
All right, goal number 898. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's literally like one of those, like, not to diss Ovechkin because he's one of the greatest goal scorers, if not the greatest, but he's literally like one of those like secretary people that just sit there with a stamp and just, okay, goal. Yeah, next in line. Yes, that would have been Friday night though too, because they didn't play each other, but the Capitals played the Kraken, and Ovechkin did score an empty netter. I do not see a power play goal for him though.
I don't think he scored one. Play. He was just
there. He did get an assist on one of the power play goals. It might be their actually it's their only power play goal. They beat the Kraken 4-1. I took the Kraken to win that game because of how the Capitals have been struggling this year, and the Kraken are kind of somehow doing well. So, but I didn't end well for me. But what also didn't end well was the Bruins 14-0 start to the season at home. As Hawks fans, like I mentioned before, we're scared because we've seen this done by our own team before. Was it 18-0-1 to start the season, or 0-2 back.
I believe we went all the way to like 26-0-4. Is like,
I don't know if it was that high. It might have been like 21-0-2. I think it was maybe something like that.
Maybe
I forget the exact number. What I remember most from that year is us beating Boston in the Stanley Cup final. So, and that was that shortened season. So the streak, I just remember it as the streak, but now Boston's doing it 14-0 to start the season at home. Of course, they've lost on the road. And they just lost. They lost me money too. They lost at Mullet Arena to the Coyotes of all teams. And there was a brawl in Mullet Arena. Hannah, did you catch this one?
I did see a video of it, but I was more impressed by the shots on goal. The 46-16, I think.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you saw that. Boston had 46 shots on goal to Arizona's 16.
They still lost me my bet. Wow. That's tough. That's just a poor night for who was it in net for Boston? Was it Ullmark? Or
I'm not sure.
Swayman.
I'm not sure who it was, but
that's nuts. Yeah. Two solid goals. Good old Mullet Arena. They also had their Zamboni breakdown. I don't know. Drew, did you see that? The Zamboni broke down and they had to literally shovel clumps of shaved ice right off the middle.
I didn't see that. But I did see the fight. There was a big fight at that game, right?
Yeah. That was the brawl in the stands. Security guards flopping over each other and police officers coming in.
Crazy. Yeah, I got to study for a big bio exam on Wednesday, fellas. So
you just knew that we were going to talk about the Jeff Skinner cross check, so you wanted to leave before your boy.
I'm glad he did it. Gensel's a rat. that was team chemistry. He did it for the boys. I'll take that point. Also, the refs were terrible that game. Shout out NHL refs, you're terrible.
Coming at him hot.
Yeah, coming at him hot from me. They really care about me. But yeah, I don't even care. But I thought it was a little much. Like, give him like two games, not three. But whatever. Gotcha. Skinner's hot this year too. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, thank you again for jumping on with us. This has been awesome. We're glad to have you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Very
fun. Go very pass fun. Those tests so that you can get on out of the ponds for whatever.
I will see you guys. Well, let me know. June, let me know the specific date because I'll have to figure that out. But
we'll keep you updated for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I'm there. I'm going to start practicing. Yeah. All right. Hey, if I don't talk to you guys, have a good holiday. Have a good holiday.
Yeah, you buddy. Too. All right. Yeah, you too, buddy.
Take care. See you, man. Nice to meet you. Okay, later.
Thanks again to Drew Duran, you know, hungry like the wolf. What a guy. Yeah, awesome interview. Can't wait to see that boy back in the summer, you know? I was trying to kind of slot in there. Maybe he'd come in for winter, but it's probably too tough to do that with the holidays and everything. But
yeah,
come skate on the ponds. But yes, moving along. Hannah, I know you were really excited about this one. Shane Wright got a little bit of revenge against the team that did not select him. It was Montreal and Seattle going head-to-head, and Shane Wright got his first NHL goal against the team he stared down in the draft. What can you tell us about that one?
I think it was even more special that it was at Centre Bell. And I'll be honest, I was not very high on him at the beginning of the season, and I still can't say I am, but just that perseverance and kind of what he's faced through his first few months of his NHL career, for him to come out and score his first one against Montreal was special to watch. So props to him for being able to do that and for honestly even having like the bravery to come in and just be like, I own this game and I own this team, here we go. Right after he was recalled from his conditioning loan with the Coachella Valley Firebirds too, where I think he was 4 games, 5 goals, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, I think I had heard something about that. So I think you're right.
Cool.
Congrats to Shane Wright. Seattle's buzzing, even though they lost that game to the Capitals and sewered me, but they're buzzing for sure. Better team than I think a lot of people thought this year. But
for sure.
As we mentioned, that Jeff Skinner cross check, he got suspended for 3 games after that. Rat, I know you had pulled up the video. What did you see in this play? And do you think it's it warrants 3 games?
I think it was so unnecessary because I believe it was the Penguins going in on the Sabres on a rush there, and there was just a little scrum in front of the net that ended up behind the net, and Jeff Skinner wasn't even close to that. He was on the half wall with Jake Guentzel, and I don't know what happened. Jake Guentzel slashed him or something, and Jeff Skinner wasn't happy about it, slashed him back, gave him one cross check to the chest, and you know what? You just do that, you're fine. He doesn't do anything back, skate away, you're all good. But Jake Guentzel didn't do anything back again, and Jeff Skinner went in for another cross check and went high with it and got him right in the face. And I mean, I think it's wrong. I mean, they're wearing visors, get him right in the face, right in the mouth. And I mean, I don't know if he lost any teeth or cut anything, but it just didn't look good. And I don't think it was right of Jeff Skinner to do that at all.
Yeah, no. We also had another cross-checking penalty, another suspension as well. Patrick Engvall from Toronto in that same game that we were talking about, in which they had scored the 3 goals in 66 seconds. In fact, Engvall had one of them. At least one. I don't think he had two or three, but I know he scored the first one. But then later on in that game, I had cross-check here. I'm pretty sure it was a slash to the back of the head. I'm not sure what the actual penalty ruling was, but he got suspended 1 game as well. Hannah, did you catch this one?
I didn't, no.
Rat, you saw it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it in full. I was kind of watching the game happen, and it kind of happened like while the broadcast was going on, while the game was going on, it happened behind the play. So it wasn't on the actual TV, and I'm sure they showed a replay and everything. I didn't happen to catch the replay, but I mean, I'm sure it was behind the play. So it was wrong. You shouldn't have been doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely behind the play. And I think they had just gotten like tangled up and just started like jawing at each other. And yeah, like you said, unnecessary. So that's our suspensions for the week. On a positive side of things, Chris Letang, who we had mentioned last week, had left the Penguins for a while because he suffered a stroke. He's back in the lineup after only 12 days. So amazing. We hope he's still doing well. I mean, hockey players, man, they die on the bench, get revived in the locker room, and come right back out to play, man. That's what I love about
Rich Peverly.
Rich Peverly.
Mm-hmm. He got revived or revived, and he asked to go back out on the ice, and the trainers obviously wouldn't let him, but
yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Not, I will dish my own, not soccer players that flop on the ground. You're welcome, Ryan. Yeah.
At least the trainers there were good. They weren't like Tua's trainers, you know?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
We won't get into that though.
Tagovailoa, West Side, you know, yeah, throwing up gang signs. That's not good. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Oh my God. I will say though, in defense of my soccer, I hate flopping. I am not one of the soccer players that flops. And real quickly, I think basketball players flop more than maybe not as dramatically and drastically as soccer players, but I think they flop a lot more often. So
I think basketball players are better at flopping though, because like soccer players will like get hit in the arm and like be holding their leg.
That's true.
They have to work on their acting skills. I think that's
I thought all those Europeans were pretty good at acting, you know.
You would think for how much they do it, like they'd be better at it, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But and when I say NBA, when I say basketball players, I mean NBA. I don't think there's as much that goes on in the college level, but there probably still some. You know, I don't see a whole lot of it in March Madness. I think everybody's just gunning to try to win. But yeah, so great that Chris Letang is back. I know we've got a lot of Penguins talk this week with the whole, you know, the cross check from Jeff Skinner and then Letang, and now Crosby made an insane sliding play. That goes right back into our soccer talk. It looked like he was slide tackling right into the boards to keep the puck into the zone. The defenseman was trying to clear it up the boards, ringing around, and Crosby kept it in from his knees, made a pass across, and they scored off of it. It was just an insane way to keep the puck in the zone. Had you guys ever seen something like this before?
I mean, I've seen a lot of diving ways to keep the puck in, or even to get back on side, or you know, some crazy stuff like that. But this was pretty good. I mean, he slid in like a baseball slide into second base, and he kept that puck in, and from one knee, backhand pass, I believe it was to Gensel, and he took a shot, and it was a rebound for Ricard Raquel, and he put it home and got that goal. But it was an amazing play. It was a hardworking play, and he's a captain. He's going to do things like that, you know?
Yeah. Crosby underrated. I think at his age, I think he's getting overlooked by some of the younger guys in the game, but he's still putting numbers up. And I know you like to say, going back to that flopping discussion, that you like to say Crosby's a baby, but the stats don't
lie. Gary Bettman's like, he Gary Bettman loves him, and he'll get whatever he wants because of Gary Bettman. And
I'm pretty sure the only person Gary Bettman loves is money, but you know,
I don't think that's a person, my guy.
Well, to him it is. Okay, maybe his family too. Maybe. But right, Crosby's just doing Crosby, man. Crosby's a legend. That's about all the NHL notes we've got. Hannah, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Nothing that I saw this week. Super excited for Capitals at Blackhawks tomorrow, I will say. That's like been the game of the year for me, so can't wait.
And it's been a slow week for us here in Chicago. We really only had Tuesday night against the Devils, which, of course, we knew was not going to end well. I have those notes for Mike on the mic because that I have to recap that game. And I was right on Mike on the mic. I said, look out for Jack Hughes. And who was the other one that I mentioned? Why am I drawing a blank? I got to go back to my notes. And both of them scored. And so I was, I should have put down money on that one. But as well as this past weekend, we had a game Friday night against the Jets. Never ends well with the Jets these days either. And then, we just got to wait for Tuesday. It was Nico Hischier. No, I'm sorry. It was Jesper Bratt and Jack Hughes. So I had shouted both of those guys out, and they both had Bratt had one goal. Hughes had two assists. So huge points for them in a 3-0 shutout. That's tough. Nico Hischier and Dougie Hamilton also each had a goal. So, yeah. But, well, the Washington night game is the Tuesday night game is on ESPN. So that should be a fun one. OV in the house. Yeah. But, that's about it for NHL talk. I know, Jake, you had one more point there, didn't you?
No, we won't go over that.
You don't want to talk about the JBF, the Jake is Broke Foundation?
Yeah, the JBF, the Jake Broke Foundation, it's going downhill right now, and we need these numbers to start going up. So if you can, just help it out a little bit, you know?
Yeah, buying too many concert tickets, are you?
Daddy Yankee in Chicago tonight.
Oh, no, we're not doing this again.
No, not again.
No, especially because I have other plans tonight. I may or may not be going to the Blackhawks season ticket holder Christmas party at the Field Museum. So yeah, I snuck in with tickets there. I'm going with Matt D'Amelio. So that should be fun. I've been to one of those before. It was last time they had it, I believe, it was at the Museum of Science and Industry, and that was fun. You get a wristband, and you get assigned to a table, and there's about four guys at the table, and they sign. Last time we went, my buddies got, and my mom got Patrick Kane. So I was jealous, but I did get to go up to the table and say hi to him. But he did not sign for me.
I wonder if I ever got an email about that.
We're doing it again.
I don't check my media emails enough. Like, I don't keep up with them, and I'm sure it probably went somewhere, but I'll have to look.
Check, make sure. I know our buddy David Hammer, who has season tickets through his uncle, is not going. I asked him yesterday if I'd be seeing him there, but Matt and I will be there in attendance. My mom's coming late, and should be a good time. The last time I was at the Field Museum was for actually a White Sox closed event. It was a charity dinner, so that was a lot of fun. So I'll be at the Field Museum twice this year, and only twice, and each time it was for one of my two favorite teams. So yeah, living the good life. Speaking of good life, we've got Pond of the Pod. Good life is outdoors on a rink. Unfortunately, Drew had to leave, but I know Rat has a rink in New York teed up, don't you?
I do. So let's share my screen. Oh, you have to.
Again. There you go. Go for it. Yeah. So I forget to do that. I forget to do that at the beginning. There we go.
But today we have the, oh my gosh, what is going on again? Oh, well, so today There we go. All right. So today we have the Rockefeller Center Ice Skating. It's in New York, Rockefeller, New York, I believe is where it is at. And it's more of a skating rink than a ice hockey rink, but it's kind of cool, kind of the scenery around it. And just everything that goes into this, and around Christmas time, of course, it's the best with the Christmas lights everywhere. And it's a good place to, you know, go out with your friends, have a skate, kind of check out the scenery, maybe even take a date there if you got one, and have a good time with your buddies. I mean, it's what this is all about right here, and looks cool to me. So anything you guys got on it?
Just that I want to go there.
Yeah.
That's about it. We have a similar one in Chicago, though. I feel like ours isn't.
Yeah, we have the Millennium Park ice skating rink, but we also have the Maggie Daly Ribbon.
Yes. I've actually never been to the one at Millennium Park. We always go to the one at Maggie Daly.
Yeah. I had been to the Millennium Park one when I was younger, but now that they have the ribbon's just so unique and so cool that it's got like uphills and downhills, and it's not just a straight up, not that a rink is boring, but it's not just a straight oval. So it's, you know, you skate around on a track, which is kind of cool. I love this rink because I'm a big Marvel fan, and they featured it in the most recent Spider-Man. He was swinging over the rink. It was around Christmas time. So they had a shot where like he's like jumping from building to building, and the rink was underneath all lit up with the lights, and the Christmas decorations is super cool. And as much as I know Rat gives me shit for being more of a Halloween guy, one of the most one of the best Marvel TV shows that they had on Disney Plus was Hawkeye, and it was set during Christmas time, and it came out last year, and it was just it was the feels, man. Like it was just like it was the perfect time for that to come out because it was the Christmas season. It was everything you love about superheroes mixed with like the holiday. And they had literally a scene where they're on the rink, and you know, Hawkeye, they're both archers, so they're shooting like bow and arrows at like the attackers, like the villains that are coming to get them, and it's on ice, so everybody's like slipping and sliding around. It was really cool to incorporate that. And then your brother Rat was just out there in New York with his wife, so you talk about bringing a date. I'm not sure if they actually went on the rink. I don't know if he said, but he was telling me, he's like, yours is better. I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that one. I'm pretty sure this one's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was out there. I don't think he was on the rink at all, but yeah, I mean, yours probably is better because you don't have people skating around in circles for hours and hours a day. So
I wouldn't be opposed though. I'd be on there for hours and hours.
I was gonna say another really cool thing about the Maggie Daly ribbon is that it's not a circle. Cause I feel like honestly, when there's people out there that like don't know what they're doing, like it just becomes dangerous.
Yeah.
And that's true. For that reason, that's probably the biggest reason that I don't go to the Millennium Ice Rink, but the one at Maggie Daly is kind of like, it's just safer, I feel like. I don't know.
Yeah, no, definitely. I love that one too. And same with the rink that you brought up last week, Rat, the Rosemount one. It's probably a little less crowded than being downtown, sure. But yeah, definitely. So you get a little bit more space. But it was pretty packed when we went last year. But this Rockefeller Center is definitely one I'd like to go to. I think they have just a couple more flags than I do. You know, look at all those flags over there.
Just a little bit. I wonder what is that, like state flags, country flags?
It's country
flags. Looks like USA is right there.
I have not been to New York. It might be memorial flags too. Flags.
Yeah.
I don't know what those That's are, weird. To be honest with you. I'll have to do my New York research. They also have, is that a statue over there off to the side?
On the right over here? Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, it's like a little fountain. Oh, I got to make some rink upgrades in the backyard. I got competition.
They also have like this, my gosh.
Little atrium
thing? I don't know why it doesn't let me zoom in. Yeah, it's like a little like warming place, it looks like. Maybe it was like that's a little so coffee sick. Shop in there, or like hot chocolate or something.
That's elite.
Yeah,
like I know you're not into the Cubs, but Wrigley Field has their Chris Kindle market this year, and I heard that their ice rink is really nice, and it also has those like closed heated booths that overlook it.
That is true. I've had a couple of friends that have gone to that one already. And yeah, as much as I'm not a Cubs fan, I know Rat isn't either. Maybe we'll have to feature them on one of the Pond of the Pods, because that one's a big one. I know people are really enjoying that. And I've never actually been to any of the Chris Kindle markets, even before they had it at Wrigley. I've been past it and I've driven like through it, basically, like, you know, streets that border it, when they've had it right off of Michigan Avenue. I'm trying to think of where it was, but I've never actually been, but that's something I'd want to do, especially because they have a rink there too, so you could skate. So it's a lot of fun.
The one I did, go ahead.
We will have a heated tent at my rink this year. So we have the fire pit, the permanent fire pit that I put in with the little Blackhawks ring. So that'll be on and going off to the side of the rink if you want to warm up. But then I will also be putting up a tent like we had for Voodoo for the haunted house, and put up the walls. And within that tent, I'll have a little heating thing. So hopefully, you know, you don't always have to go inside to warm back up.
Just get one of those like covers over the tent you already have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'll probably be doing. Yeah, keep the heat in. So yeah, their warming area, I got one too. Big deal. It's all about who brews like, better hot chocolate.
Theirs is like glass and like probably has hot chocolate stand in it. And sick.
All right, pal. I get it. Very cool. Very cool. Well, Drew, I know New York is not near you, but buddy, you got to get out there, I guess, if you can. You're in the same state, so there's no excuses. As far as excuses for missing the mark, I think my picks were pretty much on for the week. I think I only started to teeter off in the weekend. So I'm going to give you guys some more picks. I'm not sure. We're recording on Monday. I'm not sure if this is going to drop Tuesday maybe, or if I can get it done by tonight, it'll drop. So I'm just going to give Wednesday. Wednesday's a Wednesday night rivalry anyways. We've got a couple of different rivalries going on. Ottawa and Montreal, Detroit and Minnesota, and Vancouver and Calgary. So I don't know if they're the biggest rivals, but Montreal and Ottawa I'm not going to take because they're both very similar teams. 13-12-2 for the Canadians, 11-14-2 for the Senators. So they're a little too close neck and neck for my liking. I'm going to take the Minnesota Wild over the Detroit Red Wings. Sorry, Kaner. Kaprizov is on fire, though. Maybe take him to get a point as well. And then the TNT broadcast. Well, that one's on TNT, but the late TNT broadcast again is Vancouver and Calgary. Calgary sewered me last time, but they were a very good team last year, and I expect them to do the same this year. I'm going to take Calgary on this one, although Vancouver has done a little better as of late. But yes, take Calgary. Thursday, Golden Knights and Blackhawks. Wow. Golden Knights are 29-1. Hawks are 7-15-4. So I think it's kind of clear cut who we're taking here. It's got to be the Golden Knights. Tampa Bay and Columbus. Tampa Bay is on a heater right now, as usual. Take them to win over Columbus. Columbus is struggling, although there's a rivalry there. The game that Jake mentioned earlier, that was Tampa Bay and Columbus, that went to triple overtime, and Jones had 60 minutes of ice time. You know, they go back and forth. What's that?
Those are five overtimes.
Five overtimes. Yes. And yeah, so that was that these two teams don't like each other, especially because Columbus had that sweep when Tampa Bay was the President's Trophy. So quite the upset. So we're taking that one. As far as other games that I like on Thursday, Dallas and Washington are close, but because Dallas has Jason Robertson, I am going to take Dallas. Also taking Robertson to get a point, but I'm also going to take Ovechkin to get a point here too. I think he's been buzzing lately. You could even go ballsy and go with a goal. Boston and Los Angeles. Kings are kind of a middle of the pack team. Boston wants to stay on their winning ways. Take Boston, take Pasternak to get a point. He'll probably be scoring a goal. New Jersey and Philadelphia, we're taking New Jersey. Hughes to get a point. Pittsburgh and Florida, I'm actually going to take Pittsburgh here, because even though they're off to a slow start, so is Florida. I think those trades are keeping them from actually being a cup contender like they were last year, and they have yet to figure it out. Pittsburgh, of course, has a little bit better of a record at 16-8-4. Florida 13-12-4. So we'll go with Pittsburgh. Typically I would take Carter Verhaeghe to get a point, and he does lead the team in goals. But I'm gonna withdraw any kind of prop bets on this game. All right, I know you were waiting for this one, Hannah. Carolina and Seattle. Do you want to take this one? Who you got? You know these two teams pretty well.
That's a tough one. I don't know. I'm going to go with Seattle.
I think I'd have to agree with you.
I think the defense has been really good in Carolina lately. It's really the goal scoring that has faltered them. It's really just, it depends on the night. I feel like they either play the full 60 minutes or they play the first 20 and then they kind of let loose. And I think that Seattle is really going to take advantage of that. So I'm going to stick with Seattle. Take Beniers to get a point.
Yeah, that's a sneaky little pick in there.
I like it.
Yes, you're right. They're both kind of neck and neck. Seattle 16-8-3, Carolina 15-6-6. So Carolina's still kind of struggling out of the gates, trying to get things going. We're kind of out of the gates now, December. So somebody's got to figure it out. But Seattle, like we mentioned before, doing better than everybody thought. So let's hope they keep their winning ways. Toronto and New York, the Rangers, still, I like to call them the mid-Rangers because they are kind of the definition of mid this year. We're taking Toronto, and I don't want to jinx him, but you know who should be having his point streak continue. That's all I'm going to say, so maybe throw something on that. Winnipeg and Nashville, there's a lot this Thursday night. Winnipeg, I'm taking them to win. They've been red hot. Mark Scheifele, possibly, or Josh Morrissey, to get a goal or a point. He's been red hot. Scheifele, of course, has been as well. And my thing is loading here, so I can't see the rest of these games. Oh, there we go. Buffalo and Colorado. I would typically take Colorado, although they are without McKinnon. And we had Drew on this podcast. So if I had to pick a team, it'd probably still be Colorado, but I'm going to go with Buffalo just for Drew's sake. So maybe a little bit of a biased pick. You may not want to take that one, but yeah, we'll go with that one. Edmonton and St. Louis, we're taking Edmonton. McDavid and Draisaitl to get a point. They have not failed me yet this year, I don't think. Of course, now that I say that, they probably will, but they're playing the Blues, who are 12-15-1 compared to Edmonton's 16-12-0. Friday, these are the last of the picks that I will give. Blackhawks and Wild, we're taking the Wild. I'm sorry, Hawks fans. I know I got the hat on, but I'm picking against you all year. We're in the rebuild. Kaprizov to get a point. Calgary and St. Louis, I'm going to pick against the Blues again, though, because this time I'm going to be a good Blackhawks fan. Calgary should win this one if they're looking at playoff hopes again, but both teams similar records, as I've mentioned. New York Islanders and Arizona Coyotes. Every time I pick against the Coyotes, they end up winning. However, they've only got 9 wins on the board, 9-13-4. New York has 17-12-0. So let's take the Islanders on this one and let's hope we're right. So that is my missing the mark for this week. I don't have anything else other than I know I've mentioned it a couple of times in this podcast that my show, Mike on the Mic radio show, airs tomorrow on sportstownchicago.com and the TuneIn radio app. That is from 5 to 6 p.m. Head on over there for all your Chicago sports news. And I've got FIFA talk as well. So if this wasn't enough soccer talk for you, you can get the rest there. What did you guys have, Hannah? You got any last points that you want to mention?
I don't think so.
Brad?
I'm good. Just thanks to Hannah again for coming on and talking with about the hockey talk with us again and going over the Jingle Ball. A great experience.
Thanks for having me.
We may have to get you on here full time. We may have to talk and get a third person and an insider. So we'll be in the works behind the scenes again. So, all right. Well, thank you guys. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you to Drew again. It's an awesome interview when we get one of our boys on. And yeah, have a great week, everybody.
Yeah. Behind.
touch with the